The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
But woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you lock people out of the kingdom of heaven, for you do not go in yourselves, and when others are going in, you stop them. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you cross sea and land to make a single convert, and you make the new convert twice as much of a child of hell as yourselves. Woe to you, blind guides, who say, whoever swears by the sanctuary is bound by nothing, but whoever swears by the gold of the sanctuary is bound by the oath. You blind fools, for which is greater, the gold or the sanctuary that has made the gold sacred? And you say, whoever swears by the altar is bound by nothing, but whoever swears by the gift that is on the altar is bound by the oath. How blind you are! For which is greater, the gift or the altar that makes the gift sacred? So whoever swears by the altar swears by it and by everything on it. And whoever swears by the sanctuary swears by it and by the one who dwells in it. And whoever swears by heaven swears by the throne of God and by the one who is seated upon it. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated. Welcome back. It's good to see everyone here. On Friday, the new daytime students and the faculty returned from Moe Ranch, where they were on two separate but overlapping retreats. And the new students were getting to know each other, becoming a class, praying together, eating together, asking themselves the question, can I trust these people? Who are these people? Can I trust them to be formed among them? And the faculty on our retreat was looking forward to the year and asking ourselves, how do we participate in the spiritual process of the rule of life that our students are engaging in? How do we live into this ourselves, and how do we walk the talk that we're talking, how do we walk it together? So now we all come here to Christ Chapel, the new daytime students, the faculty returning, the staff returning, the middlers returning, and the seniors returning, all at different parts of their formation. And the faculty and staff also being formed into the values of this community, into its ethos of mutuality, respect, and conversation. While in the meantime, outside in the big bad world, we have rhetoric of hatred, exclusion, us and them, asking questions of identity, who are we as a country, and questions of access, who can come in and who can we lock out. Language of insult and stereotyping is all of a sudden okay in places that it's never been okay before. Now, Matthew 23, the woes against the scribes and Pharisees, have a little bit in common with the political rhetoric of us and them and the bad guys and the good guys and the language of insult. Blind guides. Did you hear that? You blind. You're bad. They're bad. And sometimes, I think I told Dave Scheider, the author of Matthew, had never read the Conversation Covenant. So what are we to do with this rhetoric of exclusion? Well, we know from the community that created this text and from the world behind the text, that this language of polemic was created by rival Christian groups, arguing against some group within the community that claimed authority to teach Torah that the rival Christian groups opposed and who wanted to claim that authority for themselves. So we know where that comes from. And we also know tragically that that kind of rhetoric leads to violence, escalating conflict, and death and destruction. So what are we to do with this text? Is it possible to push against this rhetoric of exclusion, vilification, and opposition? To recreate for ourselves the positive values that this community of Matthew is trying to form? The positive community, which is the other side of this hostile characterization of the scribes and Pharisees. Let's try to do that. Because the issue that those first two woes are talking about is the issue of access. And the author is saying that the scribes and Pharisees don't allow the people in that are supposed to be in. They keep the people out that are supposed to be in, and they let the people in that are supposed to be out. That's the wonderful thing. You make the convert twice as much of a child of hell as yourself. So that's what this is about. And yet this community, the alternative side of this polemic against exclusion, is the value of hospitality and welcome. So the Christian community and their leaders are meant to be those who have the keys which opens access, which invites people in, which extends the good news broadly. And the identity of that community is a community of forgiveness, the power to bind and to loose, the power of exorcism to cast out evil, and the authority to teach. So think of our community values of hospitality and respect and conversation as this attempt to build up this community of love underneath the rhetoric. The source of all the authority in this community of Matthew is the ultimate teacher, who is Jesus. Jesus is the teacher that invites access. Come unto me, all ye that travail and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. For I am meek and lowly of heart, and you will find rest for your souls. And the value of, and Jesus expresses humility and not ostentation, gentleness and not exclusion. So let Jesus be our model of the teacher who guides us, of the teachers we're aspiring to be, of the students of the teacher we're aspiring to be. Let us see Jesus as the one we can trust and the one that helps us to engage faithfully in this process. Now, the kingdom of heaven is not the same as seminary. But the Jesus we preach gives us insight into that kingdom of heaven. And everything we do in seminary is made in reference to that kingdom of heaven, for which we pray, for which we offer hospitality, for which we proselytize, evangelize, and invite people in. So may the faculty, walk our talk. May we all make this a place where you may trust the process, the process of formation, the process of engagement. And although it won't always be easy, it won't always be happy, and people will sin and mess up, may it be a time of joy and celebration. Thanks be to God.